Rave Radio. It's Tuesday, July 15th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants of Raves. Daily Rants of Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check out Ingram Micro, that giant AV distributor of home AV and pro AV gear, at ingrammicro.com. Hey, it's finally official. So, as you recall, Nest, the company that makes the Wi-Fi compatible and controllable thermostat HVAC system, was purchased by Google, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. Well, now it's official. Nest has opened up their standard, calling it Thread, their communication standard, calling it Thread, and opening it up to other device manufacturers to use Thread for communication and connectivity of other devices. So they have gone out and they're trying to get anybody who makes things for the home. That includes television manufacturers, and Samsung and LG and Sony have already signed on. That includes a washing machine and dryer manufacturers, and General Electric, for example, has signed on. KitchenAid has signed on. That includes refrigerators and anything that's in the home that is controllable or should be controllable. And the idea is that any device can be an interface, and any device can talk to another device through some compatible standard. Now, the question is, what's the difference in these and what has already existed in the form of Zigbee, Z-Wave, you know, even Bluetooth Smart? The difference is Google. Google's behind this. Google owns Nest, and Google's a giant company with a lot of resources, and Google has shown their ability to be successful with all that they've done with Android. So, if they make it Android-only capable, it won't be successful, but they're not. Thread is compatible with any user interface system like iOS, laptops, desktop computers, Windows, Macs, in the Android system, and it's compatible within itself. So you can use a Nest thermostat, for example, to control your television. Not that that's the best way to do it, but you can imagine your smartphone controlling everything and being connected through the same control unit, head control unit, or device. So the question is, from the home AV standpoint, is how does this affect companies like Crestron and AMX in the future? Will there be a future for control systems? I believe there will, but I think it's going to get higher and higher end. I think the low-hanging fruit and the basic control system that we've seen mostly dominate our market is going to go away over the next few years to companies like Google and Apple and others. And I think what you're going to see is that companies like Crestron and AMX are more and more pushed towards the high end. So I think you'll see less percentage of their business. It's already happening, although Crestron and AMX don't give out specific figures. About 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, the home AV market was almost 50% of their business. Now, the home AV market is no more than 20% of their business. And I would challenge that it's even less than that. So things are changing. And if you want to know more information about Thread or Nest's new technology initiative, all you got to do is Google it. You can find it all over the internet.